Good day, everyone. My name is Angel DeAlvis. This podcast is brought to you by Ultimate Access. Full details of our business management courses can be found in ultimateaccess.net. In today's session, I'd like to discuss with you November 2017 exam session examiner's report. And in this session, we will focus on a particular topic, that is variance analysis, just because what the examiner has mentioned in the report. Now let us look at what the examiner stated. It is important to remember at the operational level that the weighting for each case study is 64% technical skills, 16% business skills, 14% people skills, and 6% leadership skills. As you can see, technical skills are by far the most important element, and to score well, a candidate needs to demonstrate these skills by applying the knowledge they have gained from studying P1 and F1 to realistic business situations and problems. The examiner has mentioned here the word applying, and this I cannot emphasize more. It is really important to understand what it means when the examiner states apply the knowledge. Because it is not sufficient for you to know the theory, but also to understand this theory can be used in the case of King Crystal, your February 2018 case study, or any other case study. So you need to look at the theories and link it to the business and see how would your business benefit by using these theories and applying these theories. I hope this makes sense to you. Now let us look at a little bit more into this examiner's report. It is evident that technical knowledge is often weak. This results in poor answers because a candidate cannot apply the knowledge that they do not have. That's quite obvious, isn't it? If you're not sure of your theory, then it's very difficult for you to apply it to any business. And the examiner further says, in preparation for a case study exam, it is vital that all candidates revise technical knowledge as a starting point. It is not enough to rely on retaining the knowledge from the OTQ examinations. From the November 2017 exam session, the examiner has pointed out key areas where the student lacked knowledge. And they are financial reporting standards that was tested, decision trees, preparing simple budgets, linear programming, sensitivity analysis, relevant costing for make or buy, and discontinued decisions. And today's topic, interpretation of variances such as mix and yield. Now, let us look at a couple of questions where this mix and yield question was asked at the November 2017 exam. Question 4 of November 2017 variant 3. The first part is related to this mix and yield. Let us see what they asked you. Explain material mix and yield variances and the benefits of splitting the variances into their planning and operational elements. When you're answering this question, you will have three main headings. And first, related to material mix variance, what it is. The second one is material yield variance and what it is. And third one is related to material price variance and what the price variance is. So let us look at the material mix variance. You need to state why the variance arises. So it can be because a material mix variance arises when the mix of materials used differs from the predetermined mix included in the calculation of standard cost of the product. So this means we have a standard of how we're supposed to mix the material, the different components that go to make the product. However, when we actually manufactured the product, there's been a variance in this mix. If the mix is varied so that a larger than standard proportion of more expensive material is used, there will be an adverse variance. When a large proportion of cheaper material is included in the mix, there will be a favorable variance. However, you need to understand by adding a more expensive material to the mix, what can happen to our yield. And similarly, by including a cheaper material into that mix, how will our yield impact? If you found this podcast useful, please do subscribe to it, as our goal here is to provide these sessions for free for everybody. Due to an operational reason, we may use a higher mix of relatively more expensive material than originally planned. So that could be a reason for this adverse material mix variance. There could also be an issue with the planning, because if there's a problem with the standard mix which proved in production to be unworkable, then we need to change the mix when we are doing the actual work. And at that time, we would have used an expensive raw material into that mix. Now let us look at material yield variance. How does this come about? The material yield variance arises because there is a difference between the standard output for a given level of input and the actual output attained. An adverse yield variance may arise from a failure to follow standard procedures or from the use of inferior quality materials. If we look at our previous example where we spoke about mix variance, we may have a favorable mix variance by using a cheaper material. And on the other hand, when it comes to our yield variance, we may have an adverse variance due to the fact that we have used that cheaper material. So there might be a trade-off between the material mix variance and the material yield variance. The use of a higher proportion of more expensive material may result in an adverse material mix variance, but may improve the yield from the mixture, resulting in a favorable material yield variance. Another reason for you to have an yield variance may be breakdown of machines. Now let us look at material price variance. A material price variance arises when the actual price paid for the material is higher or lower than the standard price. The difference in price is applied to actual material purchased. Therefore, the price planning variance can be adverse due to increase in price of a material. Variant 2 of November 2017 exam, question 4. Part 1 is about sales variance report, and it is requesting you to interpret sales price, mix and quantity variance. This is again related to technical skills of your competency. From an overall perspective of the report, you can state whether it's a positive or negative variance. And we can then go on to say, we are showing a total adverse or favorable sales variance for all the products. Then we will talk about the price variance and how the price variance is calculated. And the calculation is comparing the actual price received with the original price budgeted and multiplying the difference by the actual quantity sold. Here we will able to identify the products that we had to reduce prices due to market conditions. The sales mix and quantity variance gives us an interesting insight into what is happening in the market. So how is your sales mix variance calculated? It is calculated by comparing the actual sales with the actual sales at the budgeted mix and then multiplying the difference by the standard contribution. With this analysis of the variance, we are in a position to identify what mix brings us the best profits to the company. The sales quantity variance is calculated by comparing the budgeted sales with the actual sales at the budgeted mix and then multiplying the difference by the standard contribution. The sales quantity variance tells us what our customers are buying from us. In almost all of your past exams, the variance topic has come up again and again, and it is part of your technical competency, which is 64%. So I urge you to really understand the variance, the theory, and more importantly, understand how this theory can be applied to the business. Say, for example, a sales variance report produced by the management accountant, how can you interpret this to your sales director, a non-finance manager? How can you provide some insight into this? It is all about interpreting the data that's given. Whether we look at a simple Excel variance report or if we look at big data and extracting information from these high-end systems, it is all about how we interpret the numbers. The story needs to be told, and it is your role to be the creator of this story and interpret. I hope you found this session useful. This podcast is brought to you by Ultimate Access, and I'm your host, Angie Diawis. Thank you.